But it had, squarely in the center of it, in a big oval, a portrait of Johnny Good Boy Tyler. They had copied a picture of him somebody had taken with a picto recorder. There he was in a buckskin hunting shirt, bareheaded, a silly look on his face somebody thought must be noble or something. And of all things, he had a blast gun in his hand. Worse! There was his name curled over the top of the picture. Johnny Good Boy Tyler. And even worse, on the scroll under the picture it said, Conqueror of the Cyclos. Nauseating. Awful. But how could the bank make such a blunder? Not 15 minutes ago, he had finished a conversation with McAdam on the radio. McAdam had explained that the first issue was not popular at all, so they had instantly gotten out this second issue. It seemed people might not know what money was, but they could comprehend Johnny Good Boy Tyler. And in some places, they were not using it as money, but putting it up on their walls, even framing it. Yes, bundles of it now had gone to every tribe. No, they couldn't be recalled, for it would hurt the bank's credit. Brown Limper had tried to explain that this was totally against the council's intentions in chartering the bank. There had been a unanimous council resolution that there must be no more war. The resolution had meant war between tribes is hereby forbidden, but Brown Limper had seen that it was worded so as to include all war, everywhere, including interplanetary. This bank note, he had explained with all the logic he could bring to bear, was contrary to that anti-war resolution. They had this fellow brandishing a weapon, and they were actually inciting war in the future against the Cyclos and who knew who else. McAdam had been sorry, and so had the German in Zurich, but they really didn't sound sorry. They had their charter, and if the council wanted to ruin its own credit, it would be unfortunate if funds were cut off to America in the future. So the charter must stay valid and unchanged, and the bank must do what it saw fit to do in order to carry on its business. And it would be too bad when the World Court, now in planning, convened if it had as its first suit a member of the bank against the council for breach of trust and corollary expenses. No, Brown Limper gloomed. They didn't sound sorry. He would take no more advice from council members about this. He would go down and get some while standing in the shadows of the post near the cage. But he didn't have any real hope.
Johnny Good Boy Tyler, Conqueror of Cyclos. Puh!
Brown Limper spat on the bill. He suddenly seized the bill and tore it frantically into little pieces. Then he threw the pieces around with angry gestures. After that, he gathered them all up again and with a set, malevolent expression on his face, burned them. Then he pulverized the ashes with his fist. But somebody came in soon after and said with a delighted smile,
"Have you seen the new banknote?"
And waved one. Brown Limper rushed out of the room and found a place to vomit. Later, calmer, he determined that even though they were all against him, he would continue to do his very best for Earth. He would really get that Tyler.